The Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell promises to be one of the largest open pit mining projects on the continent. But Toronto-based Seabridge Gold, which owns the prospect, has not found an investor to help build the gold, silver, and copper mine known as KSM. British Columbia regulators gave tentative approval for KSM back in 2014, with the caveat that it gets started in the next 5 years. But as that deadline approached, the company applied and received an extension good through 2024. Seabridge came back again last year, saying it needed more time. In filings with provincial regulators, it said the COVID-19 pandemic's travel restrictions prevented it from bringing potential investors to the remote site.
COVID did have an impact, without a doubt, on our project. And ultimately, based on our submission, the BC government agreed with that.
That's Seabridge Gold's Brent Murphy. He's referring to the 2-year extension recently granted by the province's Environment Ministry. Seabridge Gold is what's known in the industry as a junior. It does exploratory work and pitches investors with the hopes of getting a deep-pocketed global firm as a partner with the wherewithal to develop a prospect into an actual mine.
There's still substantial interest in the project, and our ultimate goal is for the project to be joint ventured with a major mining company.
And it's crucial for Seabridge Gold for that to happen before its regulatory approval expires, hence its need for extensions. Canadian mines built in watersheds that extend into the U.S. are controversial in Southeast Alaska, and KSM is no exception. Seabridge Gold says waste from the mine would be stored in a watershed that drains into Canada, but the mine itself would be in the headwaters of the Unik River, which flows out near Ketchikan. Still, Murphy says the company is designing the project to minimize threats to fisheries and other resources.
So essentially, if you look at the report prepared by the BC government and the Canadian government, there is no predicted impacts on Alaskan waters.
Transboundary mine critics in Southeast Alaska complain that BC regulators are allowing the permit to stay active based on an environmental review completed 7 years ago. They think Seabridge should have to redo some of its analysis and go back to the drawing board.
You know, it was kind of a troubling move by Seabridge, I think, to exploit the pandemic a bit here. What's more concerning to us here is that BC let them get away with it.
That's Chris Zimmer. He works with Rivers Without Borders and an environmental watchdog in Juneau, one of a number of groups that says the BC government doesn't do enough to regulate its mining industry.
What I saw here is yet another, you know, part of a kind of a clear and disturbing history of deference to the industry. We saw it at Mount Polley. I mean, just kind of an unwillingness to really, I think, aggressively apply the environmental laws and regulations, but a clear willingness to give the industry every break possible here.
He's referring to the Mount Polley mine disaster. In 2014, a tailings dam in British Columbia failed, allowing millions of tons of liquid waste to escape uncontrolled into a watershed that drains into the Fraser River, which hosts one of Canada's most treasured salmon runs. Imperial Metals, which ran Mount Polley, was never fined or sanctioned.
And we're very aware of the tailings ponds concerns, i.e. Mount Polley and the other unfortunate incidences that happened around the world.
That's Seabridge Gold's Brent Murphy again.
We are taking these concerns very seriously, and there are concerns held by both Canadian and American citizens, and we're working through those, and we're trying to be fully transparent on our design.
BC's environmental officials declined to be interviewed. They referred back to their 27-page report outlining their rationale for granting the 2-year extension. If it is built, KSM would be comparable to Bristol Bay's Pebble Project in its scale, wealth, job creation potential, as well as environmental risk. That's because, like Pebble, it would be an open pit design. Its mine waste would be held in a massive tailings pond created by a dam more than 780 feet high, taller than the Hoover Dam. But for that to happen, Seabridge Gold will need a major investor before its environmental assessment expires in 2026. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.